This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. The headlines. The Northeastern Council has released 4.78 crore rupees for Nagaland in supporting various developmental projects. Deputy Ambassador, Embassy of Ireland, Raymond Mullen, yesterday described Hornbill Festival as more than a celebration, calling it a declaration of identity, creativity, culture and confidence. Tripura Governor Indra Sena Reddy, Nalu visits several border villages in Gomti district yesterday. And now the news in details. The Northeastern Council, NEC, has released 4.78 crore rupees for Nagaland in November supporting various developmental projects. These include heritage and cultural centres, youth and sports, infrastructure and initiatives to preserve indigenous traditions while promoting tourism and local enterprise. In total, NEC allocated 56.2 crore rupees to the 8 northeastern states last month. One of the key projects in Nagaland, the Rainwater Reservoir for Fire Safety and Skill Training Centre, was completed in November. Sanctioned in March 2023 at a cost of more than 3.8 crores, the project features rainwater harvesting reservoirs at key locations in Dimapur and Kuzoma to support firefighting operations. It also includes developing vital facilities at the skill training center in Chichema, such as residential quarters, classrooms and office space. The 26th edition of Hornbill Festival, Nagaland's famed festival of festivals, will conclude today with a grand closing ceremony at Unity Plaza, Naga Heritage Village, Kisima. The final event is scheduled to begin at 5 p.m., bringing to a close 10 days of cultural celebration, performances and global participation. The closing ceremony will be graced by prominent special guests, including Arunachal Pradesh Minister for Tourism, Education, Parliamentary Affairs and RWD Pasang Dorji Sona, Ruben Gochi, High Commissioner of the Republic of Malta to India, and Ireland's Deputy Ambassador to India, Raymond Mullen. The festival was inaugurated by Nagaland and Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla as the chief host, with Chief Minister Nephew Rio as host on December 1st. The Hornbill Festival, celebrated from December 1st to 10th each year, continues to be a major cultural showcase that draws visitors, promoting Nagaland's rich tribal heritage and global cultural engagement. Tripura Governor Indra Sena Reddy Nalu visited several border villages in Gomati district yesterday. He also held an interaction meeting with villagers in the Jalaya ADC-based BSF camp, where senior administrative officials and senior BSF officers were present. In his address to the villagers, the governor said that because of the efforts of the state government, people in rural areas are receiving the benefits of various central government schemes and no one is being left out. He highlighted the facilities available under the schemes and discussed with villagers whether they are receiving the benefits properly. Later, the governor visited Mahabodhi School in Suknachari and interacted with the local residents there as well. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha said that the state government is moving in the right direction by following the Prime Minister's idea of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. He said that Tripura's progress can be seen from its second place position in GSDP and per capita income among all northeastern states. He also said that the law and order situation in the state is now much better. He said this while joining an event in Sonamura, Sepahijala district, where several new government development projects were inaugurated and foundation stones were laid. The Chief Minister opened the long-awaited new double-story building of Sonamura SDM office. From the same program, he also inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for 17 other projects through virtual mode. In Manipur, security forces arrested two militant cadres of the proscribed KCP, PWG and KYKL. According to Manipur police, the militant cadre of KCP, PWG was arrested in Imphal West. Police charged him of involvement in extortion. Meanwhile, another militant cadre of KYKL was arrested from Moray area in Tengopal district. Police further said that explosives, including mortar, have been recovered from Tirchanpur yesterday. Meanwhile, two vehicle lifters have also been arrested from Imphal West while attempting to steal vehicles parked near the Health Directorate Office, Lamphere. The Development Commissioner Handloom under the Ministry of Textiles yesterday organized a knowledge-sharing session on marketing and export strategies for the handloom sector aimed at benefiting weavers and artisans across Northeast India. The program was held at the Integrated Textile and Tourism Center Maudyangom Nongpo in Meghalaya's Rebhoy district. Weavers, spinners and entrepreneurs from various northeastern states participated enthusiastically in the event. Managing Director of Tribal Cooperative Marketing Development Federation of India Limited, M. Raja Murugan, called on the Director General of Police Nagaland, Rupin Sharma, at the police headquarters in Kohima yesterday. During the meeting, the officials discussed potential collaboration for the procurement of tribal products crafted by women members of the Nagaland Police Family Welfare Association. The aim is to integrate this handicraft goods into the TRIFED retail marketing network. The two-day 11th edition of the Naga Doindum Festival concluded yesterday at Weaver's Place, Deseve Village in Chumokodima. Speaking at the event, Advisor Industries and Commerce Hekani Jakalu emphasized the need to protect and promote Naga identity, culture and traditions through continued support to indigenous weaving practices. She highlighted efforts of a high-level task force set by the donor ministry to create a more structured support system for traditional crafts in Nagaland. Stressing the growing demand for natural fibers and dyeing techniques, Ms. Jakalu urged weavers to promote unique products such as organic cotton and airy silk. A three-day Northeast India International Conference on Innovation in Science and Technology kicked off yesterday at the Court Hall of Manipur University. The conference is being organized by Manipur Institute of Technology, Manipur University, under the sponsorship of Northeastern Council, NEC Shillong. The conference aims to advance cutting-edge research, strengthen industry-academia linkages, and promote sustainable region-specific technological solutions tailored to the unique challenges of Northeast India. The inaugural session of the conference was graced by the Vice-Chancellor of Manipur University, Professor N. Lokendra Singh, and others. Four Mastercraft persons from Manipur were conferred National Handicraft Award during the award distribution ceremony held at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday. The President of India, Draupadi Murmu, handed over the award to them during the ceremony. Three Mastercraft persons from Manipur were conferred National Handicraft Award 2023, while one Mastercraft person was conferred National Handicraft Award 2024 during the ceremony. They are Srimati Laishnam Memicha in Water Reed Plant Craft, Srimati Yankom Ongbi Indira Devi in Hand Embroidery, Srimati A. Bimola Devi in Endangered Safi Lanfi, and Srimati Chungtham Loyal Lakpi in Gemstones and Gold Silver Craft. The Ministry of Culture, Government of India, yesterday organized a special workshop on script and manuscript preservation during the ongoing 20th session of the Intergovernmental Committee for Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage, ICH 20COM, in New Delhi. Attending the workshop, Arunachal Pradesh delegation comprising Mamta Riba, Secretary Art and Culture and Civil Aviation, Lieutenant Colonel T.C. Tayum, OSD Research and Nodal Officer, Gyan Bharatam Mission, and Manu, Assistant Director, Department of Art and Culture, presented extensive field documentation carried out in Tawang, West Kamang, Shi Yomi, Upper Siang, and Namsai districts, revealing discovery of rare manuscripts and traditional scripts, and underscored the urgent risks and need for preservation. The Department of Information Technology and Communication, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, in collaboration with Rancho Labs and supported by IIT Delhi, is going to organize AI Job Ready program for college students and graduates at Itanagar from the second week of January next year. This program will equip young learners with essential skills in artificial intelligence, data analysis, Python programming and job readiness, helping them pursue high growth careers in the technological sector. Sharing the news in a social media post, Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main called it a valuable step towards preparing Arunachal students for the opportunities of tomorrow. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.